Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this marvelous Monday.
Hallelujah.
And every other day as well.
That's right.
You know, the momentum for change is moving your way, headed to your house, your life. Momentum is defined as the amount of force a moving body has because of its weight and the speed at which it's moving. Momentum works the same way whether you're a short person or a hefty one. If you take a rock, big rock, it will not travel very fast until you give it a push on a downhill slope, then watch out. Momentum is a moving force that overcomes resistance, even overwhelming odds. David ran to meet Goliath. We read about it in 1 Samuel 17, verses 48 and 49. 1 Samuel 17, 48, 49, the Message Bible. It says, that roused the Philistine, and he started toward David. David took off from the front line, running toward the Philistine. David reached into his pocket for a stone, slung it, and hit the Philistine hard in the forehead, embedding the stone deeply. The Philistine crashed face down into the dirt. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about why momentum is moving your way.
Amen.
Number one, stop seeing yourself the way others see you. When we're confident of who we are in Christ, when we exercise our faith, when we know that our cause is just, our calling right, then we should never be moved by what others, including friends and family members, may say. 1 Samuel 17:28, New Living Translation. But when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he was angry. "What are you doing around here anyway?" he demanded. "What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle." David's brother questioned his judgment, demeaned his work, judged his motives, without ever giving him an opportunity to respond. You may have family and friends who view you or your goals the same way. But follow the wisdom of David as a young man. And honey, I remember the first time that this next couple of verses became real to me.
Yes, I remember too.
1 Samuel 17:29-30. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. David didn't defend himself. He merely asked if this wasn't a cause his older brother believed in. Without waiting for an answer, he turned, started talking with someone else. To gain momentum in our lives, we need a confidence in who we are in Christ, then a focused view of our future. And the last thing we need is a jealous or biased opinion of someone whose perspective limits their own reality and possibilities for the future.
And I would say to that, hallelujah,
amen.
And amen. Number two, despise not small beginnings. 1 Samuel 17, verse 40 continues this in the Classic Amplified. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's lunch bag, a whole kid's skin slung from his shoulder in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. Have you ever thought about what the Israelites and the Philistines were thinking when David reached down and picked up the five stones? The Israelites were probably saying, "Stones? Really? That kid is going to fight the giant with rocks? We are in big trouble. We're probably all going to die here today." The Philistines were probably snickering and laughing and anticipating a great victory. But what seems small and insignificant to most everybody else became a destiny changer in the hands of David. The first job you ever had was just that, the first one. It didn't mean that your future success was stuck. right there. Walt Disney was fired from his first job for not being creative enough. J.K. Rowling was fired from a secretarial job because she spent too much time daydreaming about a boy named Harry Potter. A Baltimore television producer told Oprah Winfrey that she was, well, unfit for the evening news. Ever heard of Handy Dan? It's the home improvement chain that fired Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank, which gave them the motivation to start Home Depot. Listen, the list could go on. Never let anyone demean your ideas or minimize your potential for success. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." It's not where we start in life. It's where we end up. Our momentum, once started, will become an irresistible force regardless of how we begin or where we are in life.
That's so true.
When we got God for us, who can be against us, right, baby?
Hallelujah, that's right. Number three, make the most of where you're at and what you're doing at the moment.
Amen.
When the prophet Samuel came to Jesse's house to anoint the next king of Israel, David wasn't even thought of. He was left out in the wilderness with the sheep. 1 Samuel 16:11, Classic Amplified. Then he said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" Jesse said, "Well, there's yet the youngest, and he's tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him, for we will not sit down to eat until he's here."
Hallelujah.
Some people would feel left out, not offended because they weren't invited to meet the prophet. But David, he made the most of where he was called to be, which gave him the confidence when the opportunity arose before. 1 Samuel 17:34-36 says, "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. They came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. The servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God."
Hallelujah.
If God has given you a big vision, but you don't see the manifestation, be diligent where you are. Create a momentum for your future by your faithfulness today. Ask yourself, what can I do at this very moment to improve where I'm at? Is there a self-study course that you can take that will improve your performance on the job, or that will contribute to your greater success in life? Is there someone who's been at or been where you want to go in life who can serve as a mentor to you? Are there habits that you need to cultivate or change which will increase your value in life in the marketplace? Not sure? Well, ask God. He's happy to reveal the things you need to do and when you need to do. Psalm 32:8, Classic Amplified. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
Hallelujah.
I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
I love that scripture.
I know it's one of your favorites. You don't need to be like anyone else. You're an original. Just be and do what God created you to be and do.
Number four, ignore the criticisms of others when your cause is just and your direction clear. Not only did David have to endure the ridicule and verbal abuse of his older brother, Eliab, which we discussed earlier, but he had to deal with the doubt of King Saul himself. 1 Samuel 17:33 says, "And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." If we allow the enemy or anyone else to make us question our age, whether we're young or old, our education, our experience, or the lack thereof, we're going to lose momentum. We don't need to allow anyone other than the Word of God to determine our worth, our value, or our potential. And most certainly, never let it affect your performance on the job. Remember who you are working for. Colossians 3, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as something done for the Lord and not for men." Ask your big boss, yeah, you know who I'm talking about, your big boss, whether or not he would hire, promote, or give you a raise. Sadly, the reason a large number of believers are not promoted or achieving their dreams is simply because they're not faithful where they are at the moment. Never let a grumpy boss, sarcastic supervisor, or a lack of pay or recognition keep you from doing the very best job you can whenever you're assigned and at the moment that you're assigned it. It's important, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others say or do, or what they get away with, I might add. We can't control what others people will say or do, but we definitely can control how we act and what we do and how we react to what they do against us. You know, I've learned it firsthand.
That's
and
true.
I can live it because I wouldn't be where I am today if it hadn't gone through the persecution and the ridicule and the things that I did, and God kept me going. And oh, how I thank him that I looked to him instead of others for my motivation. And that's why God made me able to do the things I've been able to do in life.
No doubt about it.
I give him absolutely all the glory.
And the thing about it is, some of that persecution, if you will, if I can use that word, was from a Christian.
Yeah, many of it.
And sometimes it'll be those closest to you,
mm-hmm.
or those you think are closest to you.
Or those who you think should be, well...
No better.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's the best way to put it.
And if you were to tell them they're breaking your momentum, they're breaking your focus, they may not even see it.
But
the point is, God does.
Yes.
And when you put your reliance, your trust, and your confidence in him, your momentum is going to keep going and building.
And read Psalm 75.
Yeah.
Promotion comes not from anybody but God.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
We're not going to finish this today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll pick up on tomorrow's call. But this is important stuff for you.
Yes.
And we feel like this is a good teaching to begin the week with.
Yes, it is.
So we want you to have the greatest week you've ever had.
Amen.
Productive. And just, we're believing God to bring people into your path.
That's right.
That can encourage you, or you can encourage them. Either way, you win.
And stay faithful.
Absolutely.
You will not regret it.
Absolutely. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Sow a Seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.